From Hollywood, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents transcribed The Jack Kirkwood Show with Lillian Lee, Steve Dunn, Lee Albert, George Wright at the organ, and Sam the Sawman, and their regular cast of characters. And boy, what characters they are.
Nobody go to sleep while this show's on.
This program is partially recorded. Will be heard in Canada by shortwave in Alaska and the Hawaiian Islands by our armed forces in all theaters of operation and from coast to coast in the USA. It's the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Hey, you.
Are you listening?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've all heard of men who are real executives. Well, here's the man who makes our executives real, Jack Kirkwood.
Thank you, Steve. Now, how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? And thanks again, Steve, for that lead-plated introduction. I'm in no mood to fight with you today. Believe me, I'm sore. I was just vaccinated, and I'm very tender.
Is that a fact? Where were you vaccinated?
Right between Crenshaw and Pico. We had quite a time, though, because of my work. You see, I asked the doctor to vaccinate me where it wouldn't show.
Oh, I suppose he gave it to you under the arm.
Yes, no. Gave it to me in a spoon. Lillian Lee, how are you?
Say, Jack, you are looking a little tired today.
Today?
Were you out late?
Out late, yes. I was out till all hours last night. It was a party at Steve's house.
Oh, that must have been some party.
Oh, yeah, it was a nice Irish party. Not too many people got hurt.
Hello, Mr. K.
Hello, Lee. What's new with you?
Well, have you heard the story of the man carrying beer in a paper bag?
No, I haven't.
Well, I guess it hasn't leaked out yet.
Maybe not. Go away. Please, till you get some new jokes anyhow.
You know, Jack, I'm amazed at your diction.
Me too.
The way you handle words is amazing.
Yeah, with no teeth. Yes, it is, Lil. When you come to think of it, it's hard to believe now. I'm going to sue that dentist. But when I was a boy, I stuttered.
Oh, really? Did you stutter all the time?
No, just when I talked. Dandy. But I managed to cure myself, Bo.
How'd you do it, Jack?
I did it by putting rocks in my mouth. You know, later I picked up a little money working as a rock crusher, but I thought it was a pretty... I gave it to you. I thought it was a pretty low calling.
Low, Kirkwood.
Low calling. How's Mrs. Coffee?
She's a card.
Oh, call it card. Yeah. Lovely woman. She's from San Bernardino, isn't she?
No, Pomona.
Pomona?
Pomona.
Pomona, help my heart. I'm gonna give you candy.
And so we prepare to take our departure from the bewitching little village of Sprawling on the Axminster with his hardy walrus hunters and his fur trappers. We load our bundles of skins upon our waiting monsters, which we bought at a monster sale. We are suddenly terror-stricken by the mournful yelping of the Yukonian or Americansis muleyansis, which we quickly lasso and find to our dismay that Steve Dunn singing the native's plaintive chant.
You know, weekends are something special in every family's life. And Mutual brings something special in weekend listening pleasure for everyone in the family. Motion picture fans will love Movie Quiz, the program with Johnny Olsen as MC and top name film stars participating. True or False has Eddie Dunn taking over the role of schoolteacher as he poses the questions with the simple answers either true or false. And there are still the programs that you've voted your top favorites for years. Down You Go brings you the gay and sparkling wit of a fast-paced quiz. A brief news commentary keeps you up to date, and 20 questions comes your way with its time-tested half hour of animal, vegetable, or mineral fun. You can hear one of the most popular weekday quiz shows on weekends, too, when Take a Number adds to your enjoyment with a game that's packed with pleasure and prizes. And the Chicago Theater of the Air is justly famous for its full-hour interpretations of the best-loved works of opera and operetta. So stay tuned to Mutual for special party time listening presented for end-of-the-week enjoyment every weekend over most of these stations.
And now let's all give a listen to what's happening at the Madhouse News.
The Madhouse News on the air with a big story on married life. And here's your news commentator, Phineas. I'll never smile again.
Deadline. Shoot the sermon to me, Vermin.
And he falls right back in a scat with a spat.
Chino, Nevada. News listens in on divorce proceedings.
When I was a kid, I stuttered, too. I didn't believe folks hearing about the big ruckus that was stirred up in the little town of Chino, Nevada. We sent our star reporter up there just to find out just what was going on. According to the story he sent in, it all started in the judge's court. That was Judge Fedley Lint, where Mr. and Mrs. J. Kirkwood were suing each other for divorce. This judge was a real character. He used to be on TV with MT. He forgot his line most of the time. Take it away, Alphonse.
Now, Mrs. Kirkwood, suppose you tell the court just what happened.
Well, Judge, that beast had promised to take our son, Junior, and myself on a trip. I was just packing when all of us... Junior, come in here.
Yes, Mama.
How many times do I have to tell you that you can't take your slingshot on this trip?
But, Mama, what if I see another screaming demon like the one that was looking in my window last night?
Screaming demon? That must have been your mother's mother.
Yes!
When you came in this morning, you told me that you and Steve Dunn spent last evening down at the Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
But Steve's wife called this morning and said that Steve had told her you two were at the Trocadero. Why did you lie to me?
When I came in this morning, I couldn't say Trocadero.
Jack Kirkwood, I was a fool when I married you.
Haven't changed a bit, have you?
You hateful brute. I'm going home to Mother.
Well, it's too late. Your old man just called and said your mother had gone home to her mother.
Well, I don't care. I'm going home anyway.
Oh, no, Lil, please. Please, don't go home to your mother.
Oh, do you really want me to stay, Jack?
No, but if you go over there, then it'll be her turn to come over here.
Oh, you're always starting fights.
Me? Why, you started the fight right at the altar. When I said, I do, you had a shout, although you don't.
Oh, Jack, why can't we be happily married like my brother and his wife? They're inseparable.
You ain't kidding. The last argument they had, it took six people to drag them apart.
Let's quit arguing and get packed for this trip.
All right. Junior!
Yes, Papa?
Junior, help your mother get ready.
What shall I do, Mama?
Well, first take the tablecloth off the dining room table, fold it up, and put it away.
Okay, Mama.
Junior, you're supposed to remove the dishes before you fold the cloth.
Now he tells me.
Oh, Junior, look at that pile of dishes. What am I going to do?
Why don't you swallow it?
Junior, what makes you ask a question like that?
Well, I heard Papa tell that good-looking babysitter that you'd swallow anything.
Junior!
Now you leave Junior alone.
I'd like to leave him alone. Alone on a desert island somewhere.
Oh, Jack Kirkwood, you're terrible. I hate you.
What are you talking about?
Stay in, lay out of the light.
Oh, boy. I got out of there just in time.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, my wife and I had a big fight, officer. I was lucky to get out of there. Lock me up, will you? Lock me
up. Right, eh? Sounded like a riot.
Oh, lock me up, will
you? You sure you didn't kill your wife?
I know I didn't. That's why I want to be locked up. Take me away. So much for the Madhouse News. And now here's George Wright to play San Francisco.
Thank you.
lovers of the finer things, will you join us at the Poet's Nook?
Greetings, friends.
Won't you come in for a kindly thought?
Ever since you went away, my dear, I miss your rippling thrill. Your merry voice I do not hear, and all is strangely still. I hear the rustle of a mouse, the creaking of a chair. I saunter through the empty house with silence everywhere. A stillness grips the vacant halls, the stillness of the tombs. For all is quiet within these walls, and quiet is my room. Though you may clothe your soul in black and tears roll down your phiz, I humbly pray you'll not come back. It's too darn nice as it is.
And so we leave the Poet's Nook for today.
Now for another thrilling episode in our exciting drama, the story of Sadie Blackgirl Sandhog. Today, Rogers is hard at work building a little dream home for Sadie. He has just finished nailing a beam for the roof while Sadie stands watching from the ground. Oh, now he has decided to take a rest. So he crawls off the beam, and he says...
Gee, I gotta take a rest. I began to feel a little dizzy up there.
Well, let me have a look at the blueprints, Roger.
Blueprints? Oh, gosh, I left them out on the end of that beam.
Well, you've got to go out and get them, Roger.
I can't. I told you I felt dizzy.
Then I'm going out myself.
Oh, never mind. I'll do it.
Oh, be careful, Roger. Take it easy now. Careful. Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah, thank goodness. Oh.
Well, what in the world is the matter?
My suspenders, they just snapped. And here I am hanging on this beam almost within reaching distance of the blueprints.
Oh, dear. And the blueprints are just about to blow away.
This is a fine time for my suspenders to bust.
Will Roger lose his plans?
Tune in next week, folks. Wait on us.
And that was George Wright whipping up chaser number two. His play, George's playing, reminds me of an old Chinese proverb. Organist better get better, or organist better get.
Here we go with a singing popular while you with the gag. We've got their Vincent Jack for pride and view with the Kirkwood Show and his part two.
And now, here's George Wright to take us on a musical jaunt. He comes up with a little piece of chlorophyll called Kentucky.
Mutual, your network for news, presents ace commentators, reporters, and analysts with last-minute news information at all hours, day and evening, throughout the week. With events in far-off corners of the world having an impact on us here at home equal to that of domestic issues, it becomes more necessary than ever to listen to informed newsmen who speak from a background of experience. The world is getting smaller. Our neighbors are much closer to us than ever before. But at the same time, the lives of our neighbors affect us more directly than when distance was a natural barrier. To sort out, to clarify, to turn the spotlight on the really vital news stories of the moment is the job that Mutual's Corps of News Experts does for you. Commentary from varying viewpoints, thought-provoking and stimulating analysis, interpretation of current events by men who make it their business to get the facts and get them straight. Regardless of your choice, you can hear news as you like it on Mutual. And say, don't forget, you can take your choice of when you want to hear it, too. There are news reports in all forms at all hours of the day or evening throughout the week on Mutual over most of these same stations.
And that killed just about enough time to get us over to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse Comedy Drama, and we like to do road shows so we can read the white lines, players, bring you another exciting chapter in the adventures of the Frobisher Neep Expedition. As we look in on our little band of explorers today, we find them in a somewhat different predicament. Finding themselves unable to locate the missing scientist, J. Dangle Punkley, or even the lost city of Catorce Barts to see Butts. Professor Kirkwood has decided to stay in the jungle and open a hotel. As we join them today, the professor, his manager, and his assistant, Dunn, as the house detective, are standing in the lobby of their hotel, and it's called the Rhino Arms. Deep in the jungles of Africa. Curtain music. Say, Professor. Professor, whatever gave you the idea to open a hotel way out here in the jungle? You're 10,000 miles from nowhere.
Simple explanation. No competition. Hello, desk clerk.
Help, save me. Oh, save me. I'm all alone with a lion in my room.
Well, don't worry about it. I won't tell your wife. You know, business ought to really pick up when people see that sign I put up last week.
What sign is that?
The sign I put up out on the highway.
What did it say?
It said, sleep off the highway.
But the highway is 1,000 miles from here.
Yeah, some parking lot we got, huh? Well, look outside the door. Here comes a sun helmet with a woman under it. How do you do, madam? Can I be of service?
Oh, yes. I'd like a room with a view.
I see. Well, we have many different kinds of views, madam. Okay, we have a view of the jungle, a view of the river, a view of the mountains, and a view of an old cannibal cooking up a pot of missionary.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Don't knock it if you ain't tried it, lady.
I'll take the room with a view of the mountains. Incidentally, I'll have to pay you off in leopard skin.
You wear what you like. All we want is the money.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I have a safari outside.
How'd you ever get a foreign car through that jungle?
You don't understand. A safari is a long string of natives. Oh. They carried my luggage through the jungle on their heads.
Well, every man knows his own way of walking, I always say.
Oh, by the way, how's the big game hunting around here?
Oh, pretty good. Just yesterday, one of our guests shot a wino. A rhino. He's right with a dialect.
How exciting. What caliber bullet did he use? 30-30, 253,000, or 30-06?
Cork. will you excuse me just a minute? I think that's for me.
Oh, what do those drums mean?
Shh. Oh, it's just the cannibal tribe sending me a message.
What are they saying, Jack?
You want to borrow a cup of sugar? Mona, mona. Luma, tuma, guma. Bongo, booty. Roma, toma. Roma, numa. That's enough. That's another message just came in.
What do they want?
Nothing. Just give me the results of the third race of Santa Anita. Darn it, I lost. Hey, Steve, will you run over and pay off my bookie?
Sure, glad to.
Good boy. Yeah, take a couple of shrunken heads out of petty cash.
Would you mind if I go to my room now?
Not at all. It's room 301. Just walk right up those stairs.
Oh, thank you.
And be sure you don't use the hand railing on the left. Use only the hand railing on the right.
What's the difference?
The one on the left is a boa constrictor. Desk clerk.
I say hello. This is Lieutenant Quartermain of the Jungle Patrol.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to warn you that a jungle stampede is in progress and headed your way.
Oh, that's so? Well, that's... A stampede! Well, what'll I do?
Well, I don't know about you, old boy, but I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Oh, holy smoke, what a heck of a time to have a stampede. Just when I put in a new lawn, too.
Hey, Professor.
Professor, did you hear the news?
A stampede is coming this
way. Oh, I know, I know.
Well, what do we do?
I guess we better try to outrun them, huh?
Outrun a jungle stampede? That's impossible.
Oh, not if you're wearing sneakers, it ain't.
You know, I think the best thing to do is to dig a hole in the ground.
Bury this script.
And dig a hole in the ground and let them run over it.
We can't dig a hole in the ground.
Why not?
The gophers are stampeding too.
Oh, come on, think of something, Professor. Here they come.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Thank goodness they missed us.
Will our brave explorers ever get out of the jungle? Will they ever find the missing scientists? Will we ever find a way to finish this series?
If you have any ideas, keep them to yourself. We don't want them.
What do you know about writing anyhow?
So long, folks.
So we close the doors on the Madhouse Little Theater. Have you ever had the end to travel someday to see the strange and different places of the world like Hawaii, Siam, India, Egypt, or any one of a thousand others? Well, you can if you start preparing right now. And a good way to put aside the necessary funds is by investing in defense bonds. There are two plans that have been set up to make your saving automatic. They're the payroll savings plan and the bond a month plan. With the payroll savings plan, you ask your employer to put to one side a specified amount out of each paycheck. Now, this money he then puts into bonds for you. The bond a month plan is when you ask your bank to issue bonds to you each month and take the money out of your checking account. Both of these plans make the buying of bonds easy and automatic. If, however, you're unable to participate in them, why don't you practice extra bond buying on your own? Just purchase as many defense bonds as you can at any post office or bank. These bonds are backed by the United States government and are guaranteed against loss, destruction, or theft. They're even better than a cash reserve. So start preparing for that trip today or any other long-range plan you may have. Now, even better, invest in defense bonds.
I say, do you mind if I rip my trousers before I get on the bus? I feel like going somewhere on a tear.
No, but I say, why did you ask me to take Sloppy Sue's sister to the dance last night?
What do you mean, Messy Mary? Well, I thought you loved to trip the light fantastic.
Well, I do, but the girl simply cannot dance.
Can hot old fruit jar?
Messy cannot dance. Bessie cannot
dance.
Oh, the
Messy can have dance. Yes, I'd love to. Well, it looked like we finished another one and slid it off the assembly line. We'll be around your way again soon with another bag of tools.
Partially recorded with the same work as Aline Lee, George White, Lee Albert, Ed Sam, Sound Man, producer J.C. Lewis. So join us, won't you?
Cool, Richard. But thanks for working along with us today, neighbor. Thanks for all those fine cards and letters and all that kind of stuff like that there. They're sure swell, so keep them coming. And in the meantime, drive carefully and take mighty good care of yourselves now. Yeah, hear me?
Well, next time is Steve Dunn.
And Jack Kirkwood asks you to wait for that call.
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Jack Kirkwood Show is transcribed in Hollywood. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.